This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Attorney and legal analyst Jeremy Rosenthal is with us on the WBEN TroCare College Lifeline. There's a growing outcry over the Justice Department's refusal to release the files from Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump has said Attorney General Pam Bondi should release whatever she thinks is credible. Jeremy, we're bringing you in for a legal analysis here. From a legal standpoint, can the files be released, and why the reluctance to release them?
I've heard of these Epstein files. Have you heard of these? I think I've read somewhere about these.
Exactly.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, those things. A lot of lead up to this. There's been several years now when everybody who we hate, we can imagine them on that list or not. And if they're not on that list, it's because we think they're doctored. And just a lot of rankling on it, a lot of fighting over it. Attorney General Bondi said at the beginning of this year that it's on her desk. She's ready to release it. And then we get kind of a big bag of nothing this last week that says there is no list. There were no other information. In fact, we don't even know if Jeffrey Epstein was a real person. And there's a shiny thing over there, right? So you're going to get a lot of hard questions over this if you're the administration, just because of the lead up. It's literally Geraldo Rivera's files all over again. I'm aging myself, right? I don't know if you guys remember
No,
that.
Jeremy, that's actually a perfect, as soon as you said that, it kind of clicked, because it's either one of two things are true. Either we were hearing the truth then, or we're hearing the truth now. Either there's this treasure trove of information that's exposing all of the powerful people that run America as, you know, these absolutely terrible people, or there's nothing. And we're hearing first it was one, now it's the other, from the same people.
Yeah. And so from a legal standpoint, the Attorney General is authorized to release whatever she thinks is necessary to the public. And she can redact it. She can release it in outright. She can do any and all of those things. Congress can try to subpoena it. Congress has very broad powers to subpoena. It's just got to be necessary and proper to legislation and for Congress to do their job. So certainly shutting down pedophile rings from billionaires, you would think, would be something that Congress can dig into. But the administration's ability to block it is equally powerful, equally broad. They're going to have executive privilege. It also is legitimately law enforcement centric right now. So you can make a straight face claim that we can't let these out. But this is all political wrangling here, right? This is just the Democrats, after having kind of been hit with this a lot, just now they're looking for, okay, where does it hurt the most? And now we're going to do that to you for a minute here. So that's what I think we're seeing.
If the list is released, then what happens?
Well, If there's a list, which Pam Bondi says that there isn't, if there's a list, then who knows? Who knows what it says that they did or didn't do? Certainly nobody wants to be affiliated with a serial pedophile who's flying people to an exclusive island like a movie, right? Nobody wants to be associated with that. You would think civil lawsuits would certainly follow. You would think that criminal cases, if they were going to happen, would have happened by now. So if they're releasing your name, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be in some sort of criminal trouble. But yeah, I think you're praying. If you think you're on that list, I think you're praying that it stays private.
That is if there is a list, right? I mean, there's just so much confusion. Is there anything that could be released that might silence some of the doubters? I mean, what could possibly Pam Bondi have that she could show people and say, all right, this is it? Because, I mean, even we saw from the tape that was released, was that a week or two ago now, you still had people saying, like, well, that was edited. Look, I can see in the metadata of this that it doesn't quite add up.
Right. People are going to believe what they want to believe anyway. That's kind of the tragedy here, that if she did release something, right? And the list isn't going to be this neat and tidy shopping list, right? That's going to say, oh, this is when he showed up, and then there was Bill Cosby, and then it's the real world doesn't look that way. It's going to be call logs, flight logs, money transactions, things like that. Probably some pictures that like we've seen in the press before of, okay, here's a celebrity. So that's kind of what I think you would see, if anything. But I think because of the feeding frenzy that you're seeing, nothing that the attorney general is going to do is going to make the public happy. She could release it, and it could be like, at least the monkey could be off of her back, right? At least she could be the Geraldo Rivera and shine the flashlight in the vault and say, see nothing, right? Not on me. So from that standpoint, perhaps. But even then, people would probably be like, well, where's the real file? That's just where America is in 2025.
So this is just going to just go keep going round and round.
It's good for talk radio, isn't it? I thought I was in a recession-proof business being a criminal lawyer, but you guys really have it made. Yeah, so this isn't going away.
Let's hope. Jeremy, thank you. Jeremy Rosenthal, attorney and legal analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.